Refugees living on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea say they've been left in limbo by both the Australian and PNG governments. Dozens of asylum seekers from the Australian-run detention centre have been found to be refugees and are now living in the Manus community. But uncertainty about their resettlement is leading to tension, resentment and crime. And the local authorities are concerned. From PNG, Eric Tolchek reports.
Mohamed Razan is shopping at one of the small supermarkets in Lorengau, the only real town on Manus Island. He's come mainly to get away from the East Lorengau Transit Centre, where he and almost 50 other men live.
Every time I'm in the stay in my room, maybe in the 3 days or 4 days, if I need to buy something, I'm going out.
Mr. Razan says life for refugees on Manus Island is endlessly empty. They can't work, they can't leave the island, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Here I didn't have any future. Just living for today. I don't know what happened for tomorrow.
One refugee, qualified engineer Reza Molagolipour, tried to leave Manus Island 8 months ago to attend job interviews. He was stopped by PNG immigration staff. They said he couldn't leave Manus Island until PNG had established a resettlement policy.
They were liars with us. They told us that after 3 months, but there is nothing changed.
Reza Molagolipour is trying to stay positive about his situation and has started studying physics. But he says even though he and others have been found to be refugees, they're still effectively in detention.
I still feel that I'm still living in detention center, but our detention is just this island.
Not all of the refugees are handling the situation so well. The Manus Province Governor, Charlie Benjamin, says some are causing trouble.
There are times where they go out in the night and are getting drunk. They also exchange with marijuana. Prostitution is coming in.
Mr. Benjamin expresses the views of many people on Manus when he says the refugees should be permanently settled elsewhere in PNG.
Manus is prepared to assist in processing, not in settling them.
There's already been incidents between the refugees and police, and between them and PNG immigration staff. Both the refugees and the Manus authorities are worried the increasing frustration will lead to an incident with the local community. Reza Molagolipour fears conflict will occur if the situation isn't resolved.
Maybe for a limited time we haven't had any problem. I'm sure if our process will take long time, we will have problem.
The PNG government says it's still working on its resettlement policy. This is Eric Twarczyk reporting from Manus Island for The World Today.